Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art Beats and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
The Eagles are at the podium, and it's finally game day here at Bleeding Green Nation, brought to you by the fine folk at SB Nation. I am your host, Michael Kist. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Kist NFL, and you know the drill by now. Follow the BGN radio account at BGN_radio. Subscribe, rate, review, all that jazz. And hey, it is an exciting day. The Eagles have a game tonight as it's game one of the preseason, where the Eagles will take on the Tennessee Titans at the Link. We'll have a reaction show for you after the game via the KNS. And of course, BleedingGreenNation.com will have observations and takeaways. So make sure that you're locked on to the best and only Eagles website and podcast in the game. Quick programming note, no BGN radio today with Stolness and Galton. Stolness is having some issues with securing a Wi-Fi connection out there in the Poconos. So if you haven't heard yet, go back and listen to the KNS 108 where we preview Eagles Titans. Also, I've got a new piece up on BleedingGreenNation.com highlighting just how important the next 4 weeks are for backup quarterback Nate Sudfeld as he tries to fill the shoes of Nick Foles. And that's a near impossible task considering the success Foles has had in Philadelphia. But even if Sudfeld can just show enough to prove to the Eagles that he can be a competent spot starter, it would be huge not only for him, but for the Eagles as well. All right, so two fresh press conferences for you today. First up is Doug Peterson from Tuesday, August 6th, after their training camp practice, followed by Carson Wentz from the same day. We will see you after the game, but for now, let's go to the podium.
Good morning. I want to start a couple things. Number one, I know many of you here knew Don Banks, and just sending out our condolences to all of his family, his friends, and just praying for the Banks family at this time. And then on the flip side of that, I just want to shout out to our Soul team for being in the championship game. So wish them the best, and hope they can bring the championship home.
Have you made a decision about Carson and Thursday and the first team?
I have not still. We're working through that. We got a personnel meeting later today, so we're still working through a bunch of stuff, and we got a lot of bodies we want to see in this game, so haven't made a determination yet.
What's the argument for and what's the argument against?
Well, obviously, four is, it's been a while since he's been on the field, and want to get him that kind of that feel of being back on the grass again in a competitive live situation. And then obviously the reason for holding him is to still evaluate Nate and some of the other quarterbacks with Cody and Clayton. So those are the things we're working through, and we'll let you know as soon as we get the answers.
You've held Peters out in the past. Does that mean Dillard's going to be starting at left tackle?
It still falls in the same boat. We haven't made that. Again, Jason's another one that's, needs to be on the grass a little bit, and being in a competitive situation. So we're working through all that, but Andre obviously will play a lot.
What do you want to see out of Clayton on Thursday?
Clayton?
Yeah.
Just to see where he's at mentally. We've thrown a lot of volume at these guys. Really, the whole playbook in training camp is available. Now we whittle it down to just a handful of plays, and just how he handles and commands the huddle, how he executes, what he sees defensively. Just run the offense, and that's all we can ask for a young quarterback in his first game.
He had kind of a rough start to camp and throw the ball been better lately. What do you think?
I just think it's confidence with the offense. The trust with the guys he's working with. It's a slow progression, obviously, with young quarterbacks and really young players in general. But he's getting real comfortable with what we're doing, and you know, you got to remember that every time is he steps out here, it's a little bit of a new day, you know, from the standpoint of what we're throwing at him, you know, situationally. And he's handled it really well, and I want him to carry it over into the game.
Now, with someone like DeSean Jackson, does the same apply in that he really doesn't need game action? The biggest thing is to keep him healthy going into the season.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fine line with all your starters or the guys you project, you know, for opening day roster. You know, but again, someone who hasn't worked with Carson, you know, and if it's an opportunity, great. Things we're going to work through, and we'll find out Thursday.
One of the questions about Nate Sudfeld is he just hasn't played much in real life football. How much can the preseason be an indication of what he can do when he had to go with Carson?
I think it can be a really good indication, you know, for him. You know, the goal would be to get him as much time as we can, you know, behind center in these four games. And, you know, and I don't want him to feel like there's any kind of pressure, but there's always pressure to just go perform and just play. And you know, he's very comfortable with the offense. I think by cutting it down to the volume of information, even for a guy that's been here, can help when you cut the volume down. And just want to see him just manage the team, manage the offense, execute the offense, get us in the end zone, and do the things that he's capable of doing. And that I think that there kind of shows you what he can do possibly in the regular season. Yeah, obviously unfortunate with Kamu, but with Nate, it gives him a great opportunity now to really crack in there with the ones and you know, show his ability. He's a very smart football player. He's athletic. You know, he's a core special teams player, so he's going to get a lot of opportunity. But yeah, he's filled in nicely.
What kind of intricacies are you looking for out of a rookie running back like Miles Sanders? I mean, not necessarily chunks of yards, but within the framework of the offense. What do you look for out of him?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of falls in line, I think, with anybody. It's just the execution, hitting the hole, being patient. You know, obviously, you know, hanging on to the football when he's tackled. Even some of the bright spots we saw the other night at the, you know, the link practice where he was able to jump cut and circle the defense and use his acceleration and get in the end zone. Those are things you want to see carry over into a game and you know, give him an opportunity to do that.
Which positions are you going to be most trained on, you know, from this first preseason game?
Really all of them. We're evaluating everybody. You know, it's not just one position. I think as we get deeper into camp, we can focus more on certain guys or certain positions. But right now in this first game with a lot of opportunity for a lot of guys, just evaluating the whole team and kind of seeing where we're at after 2 weeks.
Just got two cornerbacks in Skandrick and Cyprian and stuff.
Yeah, again, I mean, just getting comfortable with the defense, you know, and being back out on the grass in a live setting like that in a game situation. And then their role on special teams as well. I mean, they're older players that, you know, have to contribute both ways, you know, defensively and on special teams. So it'll be good for them to get out there too with a new set of guys, new team, and again, execute the defense.
Doug, I get you haven't made a decision yet, but in these past few years, I think last year was about 13 snaps, the year before it was 15 snaps. The year before that was just one drive with only three snaps. Has your thinking changed in terms of first-teamers? Like, are they definitely going to play? The starters?
Well, we haven't made that determination yet, but you look around at other teams, what other teams have done in the preseason. You know, I take all that information in. I look at how our team practices during the week. You know, our starters get most of the reps, you know, in practice. So I got to look at all of that, and that's why I haven't really made a decision yet. Outside of the guys that are nicked and hurt and that won't play, but you know, there's a fine line between. How much rest and how much push, and so that's the thing we're working through right now. But I'm taking all that into consideration going into this first game.
Have you been happy with the way first seasons have gone in your past few years?
Yeah, I have. You know, the way the starters have approached at least these first couple games, they've been into it. They've been attentive. You know, obviously offensively, we try to get at least a touchdown or 3 points in that opening drive, and defensively, we try to get a three and out a couple times, but. So I've been pleased with how they've started, and it's also part of the emphasis too on, you know, how we start games during the regular season, being able to put your starters out there and start games fast. And it's all part of the, part of our process, part of our progression in preseason.
Is Vitae going to be playing right guard in the game?
Yeah, because Brandon obviously can't go yet. Yeah.
But you're not looking at tackle?
No, because, again, he's another one that we got to see at right guard, you know, and we know what he can do at tackle, obviously, and it'll be a good opportunity for him.
Doug, how difficult will it be for Jordan Mulata this preseason? He was still learning the game last year. How different do your expectations change for him?
Yeah, well, you know, our expectation is obviously a little bit higher and a little more for him, you know, because he's been here a year now and he's getting a lot of time out here in practice, and he's done some great things. And so this will be a great opportunity for him to get in the game, be able to kind of slow things down in his mind, just execute the calls, run or pass, and just, again, a part of that evaluation of the offensive line. Okay, thanks.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Doug said he hadn't made up his mind yet whether you're going to play any snaps Thursday night. What's your take on that?
It's his decision. You know, I'll be ready either way. Whatever it is that we get, when we get out there, I'll be ready. I'm excited for it. So, again, it's his decision, and he's going to keep that to himself until the time's right.
How much work do you feel like you need in the preseason?
You know, it's always a fine line. And I think I mentioned it last time, my preseasons have looked vastly different every year. So I don't know if I really have a formula for it. You know, I think a little bit is helpful, but it's definitely never needed. So, again, I'll trust Coach to make those decisions. I'll be fine. You know, I'd love to go all year without getting hit at all. That'd be terrific. But when it happens, it happens. Whether that's in preseason, week one, week two, it doesn't really matter to me. I know my body's ready for it.
Carson, after practice, saw you working out with a couple of guys extra, specifically JJ. How's he coming as a rookie? And you guys had a couple of conversations there.
Yeah.
Some of the messaging.
Yeah, he looks good. You know, just keep developing that trust with each other, that chemistry on, you know, I've said it a lot with Deshaun, with Aljon, and just always talking through kind of what you're feeling and what you're expecting. You know, you can go out and run things against the defense all day long, but you got to be on the same page. So he looks good. He's learning fast, and, you know, he'll be a big part of our offense as well as all the weapons that we have.
Carson, after the open practice Thursday night, you got kind of mobbed there by the fans, and you're signing as many as you could. After the practice here today, the same thing happens. What's it like as, you know, the Carson Wentz persona grows? I mean, you're almost becoming a rock star in this town. I'm sure you want to sign everything, but what does that feel like for you?
I mean, it's different. I mean, it's definitely different, but it's really cool and really humbling to see the support and the love that I receive really at the link here at practice, kind of all over. And like you said, I mean, I want to get to everybody. I want to sign all, especially the kids. I want to get to all the kids and sign their stuff. But obviously, I got a job to do too still. So, but it's definitely humbling, and I don't take it for granted.
Carson, 2017 was a long time before you played the whole preseason or I guess what started with two plays, was also your best season. Are those two things related, or were other factors involved?
There's a lot of factors in that. I'm not going to, you know, say one way or the other on that. I think preseason's, I think, helpful, but I don't think it's a necessity at the same time. So no matter how much I'll be out there, I'll be confident in week one.
You guys have had a lot of different running backs for 4 years, the last 3 years. What jumps out at you about Miles Sanders?
I mean, first of all, with Miles, I mean, he's explosive. You know, you see him out of the backfield, catching the ball in space, you know, making one cut, you know, slash type running back. And like you mentioned, we've had a handful of different running backs every year, and we got another one in Jordan Howard this year that I'm really excited to see him as well. You know, I think both those guys, as well as the guys that we've had over the years, are going to bring quite the dynamic in the backfield.
Do you remember the first preseason game you had a chance to run out that tunnel of the link? And what are these guys like Miles and Andre experience, and what's your advice for them?
Yeah, I mean, just take it in. You know, I think they all got to see it a little bit the other night when we had the open practice. So you got to just feel the energy a little bit. Obviously not quite to the same level. Preseason won't even be quite to the same level as week one. So I think it's good for them to just kind of feel that anticipation and that build up to the regular season. And so just got to remind those guys it's still just football. You know, it's still the same game that we practice out here every day. And as much as you can, cherish that, but block it out and just play ball.
So you were Mike the other day in practice, and you were laughing, and he said, you know, man, I just want to throw it 70 to Sean, the fans they want. And that's what they want to see on Thursday. Do you see that?
Again, we'll see. We'll see what coach decides on playing time and all of that. And, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, I'd love to chuck it deep to Deshaun every play. That'd be terrific. But, you know, he's going to help this offense and open up a lot of things. And we got a ton of weapons. So that was in regards to a specific play. But the way they made it look, it was pretty funny.
It's interesting. Watching from the sideline, it seems your timing with Deshaun has improved over this week. Is that fair to say? And what went into that?
Yeah, I mean, timing with all these guys grows every day. Timing, chemistry, like we mentioned, just talking after practice, watching film together. All those things are a big factor in executing out on the grass. And so with Deshaun being here in the spring and everything, that helped a ton with just building that chemistry. And so same goes with all the guys. So it's been good just developing that trust.
Carson, obviously Deshaun's a deep threat, but you see you guys working on underneath stuff with him, get the ball in his hands and let him use his speed. You just talk about his value doing other stuff in the offense.
I think that's what I've kind of been most pleasantly surprised since he's been here is his ability to do things with the ball after the catch, you know, underneath routes, crossing routes, a lot better route runner than people give him credit for. Everyone just thinks he's a deep threat. So he creates separation in a lot of different routes. So he'll be a game changer and really a dynamic playmaker for us.
Talking to Jason Peters, he was saying how important it is for him to kind of leave a legacy and impart wisdom on guys like Andre before he steps away from the game. Do you see that in him and how he's trying to grow?
I do. I see Jason ever since I got here really as that kind of veteran presence, that leader. You know, he's quieter oftentimes. I'm sure especially to you guys, you see him over there and kind of stays to himself. But, you know, out here on the grass and in meeting rooms, and you definitely kind of see him take guys under his wing and be that kind of veteran presence in that O-line.
Carson, have you given any thought to the prospect of an 18-game season and what that would mean? What do you think of that?
I haven't given any thought to that. We got 16 games regular season this year, and I'm focused on that fully.
Hey, Carson, I know you handle making decisions in terms of how much you're going to play. Put a lot of thought into this stuff. What thought have you put into how to best prepare for the season?
Yeah, I mean, so I'll say, you know, I think coach, he's done this before. You know, he's done it as a coach. He's done it as a player. He kind of knows what guys need. And in conversations with me and with some of the other guys, I mean, I feel good about the plan that he's going to have here either way, no matter what it looks like, and kind of just take the thinking out of it for myself and do what he says. Again, every coach has their own kind of method. Every quarterback has their own kind of plan, and you know, a lot of it's just dictated by what coach thinks. So that's how we're going to treat it.
Of course, we talked a lot about body change and things you've done this offseason. So when suggestions were made about ways to go about it, not just lifting and running standard things, whether it's yoga or different ways to do it, how do you respond to that?
No, it was different. You know, I kind of went into this offseason with an open mind with some of these things, from nutrition, from kind of everything you just mentioned, you know, from training regimens to just different mobility things, kind of the whole nine yards. And I just kind of went into it with an open mind and said I want to not just get healthy but stay healthy. And so it's been good, and I've had a lot of really good people in my corner helping me, guide me down this path. Thank you, guys.
BGN.
Support for this show comes from Art, Beats, and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art, Beats, and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within Art, Beats, and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.